The word today is election. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. The Bible teaches that God has placed eternity in the hearts of men. That means that all humans would like to live forever. We're very aware of our mortality. It is great news, then, to learn that God has chosen us to receive life everlasting through Jesus Christ. Here to encourage us further in this wonderful topic is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Election.
Last time we were together, we were talking about a phrase from 2 Peter chapter 1, and it was talking about the topic of election. We had said that election in biblical terms is where God chooses for us through Jesus Christ to have our sins forgiven, to be brought to faith, and to have the gift of eternal life given to us through Jesus. And it's a very comforting thing to know that God wants you to have eternal life. It's greatly joyful for us to understand that He has put the process in place for us to come to faith in Jesus and then to have our sins forgiven. And after we have succumbed to death, that He will raise our bodies from the dead and that He will redo this earth and heavens and grant us a new home. It's called the home of righteousness to dwell with Him. It's a joyful thing to know that He has laid all this out and that He has chosen for us to participate in that. So I hope you find great comfort and joy in coming to Jesus and in being a follower of Jesus. God has chosen for us to do this. He has elected us to participate in that. Now, in 2 Peter 1, there is then an encouragement to us. Now that God has said He's willing to do all this for us, and He's even through His Holy Spirit brought you knowledge of this, He's motivated you to take hold of it and to put your trust and your love in Jesus. And so now that you're in faith in Christ, and by the way, if this is your first time listening to the program, we welcome you. If it's your first experience to a serious exposure to Christianity or to the teachings of Jesus, we especially welcome you because God has chosen for you to listen to this program. He's allowing you to get the insight into the beauty of Jesus, our Savior. So once a person comes and once a person hears and responds to the call of the good news in Jesus, then it becomes something we have, something that we've received, something that we've been blessed with. And Peter, talking to people who have received the gift of salvation in Jesus, who have faith in Jesus, is now urging them, as he says in 2 Peter 1 verse 5, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge, self-control, and to self-control, perseverance, and to perseverance, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. That's quite a cascade. That's quite a listing of different qualities and attributes that the Christian is supposed to have. I used the word cascade when I was discussing this. A cascade is a domino action, a kind of continuing thing that leads from one to the next. Sometimes when you're standing next to a mighty river, you might see water cascading down the rocks and boulders and maybe finally over a waterfall. That cascading action is this continuing motion, this relentless surging forward that brings the water to a new place. Well, it's almost like Peter is discussing that we are to, through the Holy Spirit, have a relentless movement, a continuance in all of these different characteristics that we go from one to the next and we build up and we keep expressing the one, but another one comes in and that gets added to it and it just keeps tumbling along. You know, as Christians, we are supposed to grow in the faith. We're supposed to grow in these qualities. They're supposed to be seen and expressed more in us. You know, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, if you were younger in the faith, if you were just getting started, maybe you did not have such qualities as knowledge and self-control or perseverance or maybe godliness or brotherly kindness. These come along as the Lord builds you up, as you come to a greater place in your faith with Jesus. These are grown within you like little seeds of each of these activities and behaviors and attitudes, and God grows them and develops them almost like a garden of beautiful attributes, beautiful qualities that God is putting within us. Notice how it starts with faith, and notice how it ends with love. These are like bookends. These are like the beginning and the end. God brings us to all of these changed behaviors and mindsets in faith as it gets started, like the little seed that is planted and then grows into a mighty tree. And it ends in love. You know, the goal of all of our following Jesus is to eventually live in the light of God's love, to live in a circumstance where there's no more pain, no more suffering, no more war, no evil, no corruption, no disappointment, no guilt, even no death. When we're finally in the presence of God's love in a pure, reformulated, remade world, we will finally have the goal of our faith, to live with God in pure love. That's a great goal. I am looking forward to that day. I hope that you are too. Now, there's another thing here that's being discussed, and this is later on in this chapter. In verse 10, it says, "Therefore, my brothers, be all the more eager to make your calling and election sure." Election is where God said, you know, I want you, and he's called you by name. He's given you the Holy Spirit. He sent the message of the good news of Jesus to you, and if you're hearing this program today, he is offering you, he is granting you the chance to have eternal life. He is calling for you to put your faith on Jesus Christ, to make him your Lord, to call him Savior, the one who has saved you from your sins. And all it takes is giving your heart and soul to Jesus, and that's it. God is not asking you for money. He's not asking you for 50 years of works piled up in order to earn it. You can't earn it. So God has chosen for you to receive the free gift of eternal life in Jesus. Everything after that is out of gratitude. It's out of thanks to him. And that's kind of what Peter is talking about in verse 10 when he says, be eager to make your calling and your election sure. God elected you. He chose you. He wants you to get to eternal life. So what's your reaction going to be? Ho-hum? Well, isn't that nice? And do nothing out of gratitude? Nonsense. You're going to be excited. You're going to want to live to the glory of Jesus Christ. There are ways to ensure, from a human standpoint, that you're going to continue on in the faith. Now, I'm not trying to suggest that we are contributing and earning any of our salvation, but it's simply the reaction to what God has already given us. Like, for instance, let's say, for instance, that someone is a very good student, and they have been blessed by God with a great mind. And they can apprehend things and remember things fantastically and have good sense of logic. And so they're beautiful as students. Well, they could waste it. They could take the gift God has given them. God elected to give them a good brain. And they could take it and waste it. Or they could say, wow, I'm so grateful God gave me the mind I have. I'm going to continue to use it to the best of my ability. You can be sure that that kid is going to be a good student then and will continue on in that. What about a good athlete? If someone was given the right musculature and the right body shape for a certain sport, and God blessed them, he gave them what they have in terms of athleticism. Well, they could be lazy. They could be arrogant and think they never had to practice or work at it, and they could end up being only a so-so athlete. Or they could say, God elected to give me this fantastic gift of my athleticism, and I'm going to work with it, and I'm going to commit myself to this and become the best that I can be. Well, you can be sure that that athlete will continue on and be glorious in how he expresses his athleticism. What we're saying about our salvation is you can be sure that the individuals who continue on in the Lord Jesus, who understand what a great gift it is, you can be sure that they are safe in the arms of God. The people that are really scary are the ones who know God has saved them through Jesus Christ, and yet they don't think much of it. Or they figure that it's, well, something to be there in case of emergency, like a fire extinguisher. That's dangerous because you can fall out of faith. You can slip, slide away. Don't make that mistake with the greatest thing that God has ever given you. You can have certainty of your salvation, and that certainty comes through Jesus Christ. But how are you going to react to it? Are you going to take it for granted? Are you just going to be ho-hum? Or are you going to be grateful and use that blessing to the fullest capacity that God allows you? It's a wonderful thing to be certain that you can get to heaven. And God wants you to know that. So why don't you take that knowledge and that assurance and the forgiveness of God and run with it and work with it? Use it to the fullest so that God is glorified and that you stand as a representative of Jesus Christ, who knows that you and others who believe in him can have life.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.